Gender-based violence is a harmful act directed at someone because of their biological sex or gender identity. In South Africa, that gender is overwhelmingly female and uncomfortably young. Of the 53,293 reported cases of sexual offences from the 2019-2020 police crime statistics, 31,100 were against women and 22,070 against children. Every year, for 16 days of activism, we, as a society, highlight gender-based violence and renew calls to eradicate all forms of violence against women and girls. But in the 23 years since South Africa joined the 16 Days of Activism campaign, what has really changed? My colleague Sakina Kamwendo caught up with head of programs at Shout It Now, a South African non-profit company that empowers youth to own their sexuality, Christiane Wendler.
So, Christiane, you've said that to stop gender-based violence, we need to stop hiding behind acronyms, we need to stop accepting these as norms, and we need to start having real, honest, and uncomfortable conversations that will actually move us to take action. So please elaborate on what you mean by all of that.
Yes, well, thank you so much for the opportunity. This is exactly how we start these conversations. And what we mean by this is that it's easy to say different things, but to unpack what it actually means, GBV has become a term we see in the headlines, unfortunately, all the time. People have become numb and complacent to what that actually means. What that means is every time you see that headline, that is an individual who has had her or his rights taken away. They have been violated. They have had a crime happen. And we have to stop accepting that, reading that, and thinking we move on. And when we say this starts with all of us having real, honest conversations, is gender-based violence is so entrenched in our society because it comes from passed down through generation stereotypes and norms, which tell us that girls are less than a boy, that women have less power than men, that women are worth less than men. We teach this to our kids. We indoctrinate this in every day, how we go about, how we interact. And until we confront our own vulnerabilities, our own gender stereotypes, which everyone has, we're not going to be able to change this. And that's where that uncomfortable part comes from, is everyone has a role to play in this. It starts with each of us, and it starts with us confronting our own gender stereotypes, being willing to talk about them, and then being willing to enter into conversations with other people. And then when we see something that makes us uncomfortable, or let's say it's a joke, you're sitting around with your friends and somebody makes a derogatory joke about women. If you let that joke go, even though it made you uncomfortable, if you say nothing, that's complacent. That's when we have to stand up and we have to say, you know what, actually, that's not true about women. And you making that joke actually makes me uncomfortable. I'd prefer you don't do that. It can start as something as simple as that, but we have to take action to confront it. And to do that, we have to be frank about what it is. And gender-based violence, it affects all of us. It is way too far, too much the norm, far too common. And we've got to stand up and we've got to start talking about it. Not everybody's ready to go out and pick it in the streets, but we can all start having conversations.
Now, Christiane, if we look at South Africa, and it's been 23 years since South Africa joined the 16 Days of Activism campaign, and one asks the question, given what the headlines are, given the stories that we read about every day, the testimonies that we hear from women and children and those who are abused, when you look at all of that, you have to ask yourself, what has really changed in these 23 years? And also, given that we have so many female-headed households in this country, what are we getting wrong, or what are we not doing in order to change this dynamic?
That's a great question. And, you know, it's a hard question because it is so entrenched. I mean, it starts before. When a woman gets pregnant, one of the first questions when a woman tells people she's pregnant, one of the first questions people ask is it a girl or a boy? And before, when But to be honest, does it really matter? You know, the health of the child is what is so vital, but yet we already assign, before the child has even come out into this world, we assign a gender to them. And based on that, then we throw a baby shower, or we buy presents that are pink or blue based on that gender. As our children are growing up, girls play with dolls, boys play with trucks. It is so common in our everyday that that's where it has to start, is we have to start challenging, why can't a girl play with trucks? Why can't she have a favorite color of blue? Why can't she go and study engineering? These are all conversations that we, so when you say, what are we doing wrong? Part of what we're doing wrong is just simply letting individuals be who they are, define themselves, and not let gender define them. And in a way that, like I say, limits women. Women are assigned certain, because you're a gender, we are assigned certain behaviors and personalities, despite who we are as an individual. And so that's where it all starts, is encouraging our young people to be who they are. It starts with, in our own families, unfortunately, as you say, we have many female-headed households in this family, in this country. And it starts also with empowering in our own families. We know that many individuals, 1 in 3 women worldwide, have been physically or sexually abused. And the vast majority of those are by an intimate partner. We also know that many individuals, whether it's with the intimate partner, maybe someone in the family, an uncle, a grandfather. And so we'll have families then that stay quiet or stay complacent about this. And that's part of the problem too. We have to protect our children. We have to protect each other. And if in your own family you see this abuse happening as a child, let's say you see your father abusing your mother, nobody helps her. She doesn't say anything. There's no services available to her. What kind of a message does that send to you as a child? So there's no one answer to this. There's a lot we have to do, but we have to fundamentally, we have to stop thinking that this is okay. We have to stop treating it as it's the norm. We have to stop being afraid to talk about it, to call it what it is, to stand up and demand justice, and to be there to services to provide for survivors.
25 minutes after 6, that is Christian Wendler, head of programs at Shout It Now, a South African non-profit company that empowers youth to own their sexuality. Now, with the